Sam's gonna say a little prayer for us today.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here safely tonight. Thank you for all the blessings we have in this country. Please be with the decision making tonight. Take us home safe. In name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Sam. It's good to have you.
Back on track. Start with the approval for the agenda. I guess a conflict of interest. Consent of the agenda. Anybody had anything to say about it?
Make a motion to pass the agenda the way it's written.
All right. Nobody else? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? All right. Public comment for anybody that wants to speak? Come on up. Give us your name and address in 3 minutes.
Why would we be the only one?
Glad to see you back in town.
Yeah, thanks. Took a while. My name's Joy Hearn. I live at 42 Farside Drive in Maggie Valley, just outside the city limits. Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I only know what I've been reading in the paper, and I was concerned about the reaction toward the comprehensive plan, because I have an inkling of the kind of work that went into it with the town planner and both the town planners. So I went and read the whole thing, and I have a different conclusion from what Mr. Pless had. And you don't really look like depraved bullies to me, but that's what the paper said. So anyway, I read the addendum with the survey, which was quite telling, which was the backup, I believe, Caitlin had for some of the things that she did in the report. And I came up with, starting with page 90, too much proliferation of RV parks, 101, 5 negative comments regarding the RV parks, 15, question 15, what's your vision? Page 116, 2 negative comments, goes on and on and on. There was one that was one positive RV park, if tasteful, with trees planted, and 33 negative, with a positive and some conditions to it. I think part of the problem is, not that you have an overlying plan, and I've dealt with probably about 14 different, in one of my previous lives, 14 different municipalities. And this one has made an attempt to talk to more people and get more feedback than any of the other ones that I'm aware of. Part of the problem is you didn't have a plan when the town was incorporated. The town, everything was kind of a mishmash, and some of these buildings have been here since then. One of the big things people talked about was the town center. Well, you look at that plan and then some kind of continuity with architectural features. It's very hard to have. If you say, I'm going to go downtown today, downtown Maggie Valley, where exactly is that? Okay. And I wouldn't be afraid of the comprehensive plan, because zoning, it's fluid and zoning does change. I've seen zoning change. You might put people at ease if you'd say if they have some qualms about it, if that comes along and somebody wants an RV park, that you could waive. I don't know if you do this, that's Caitlin here. You could waive the fees for the zoning change and work with them on it. You can have, just like anything else, you can have too much of one thing. If you have a 10-bay store and 5 of them are shoe stores, 4 of them are gonna go out of business. Okay, we get into what we call the highest and best use in real estate. And vacant land is the hardest thing to appraise in real estate. I've seen situations where the current zoning was not as productive as the downzoning was. The perfect example is Hilton Head Island, where they went to 25 from 25 units an acre for a mid-rise, because they were way overbuilt in high rises, down to single family and patio homes, because that's where the demand was. And demand changes over time. So I'm just saying, Everybody's a little bit afraid of change, myself included, but with this type of overlay and with the future land use plan, you gotta have a plan. And now you got a plan. Okay, so, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Always appreciate your input, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else for public comment? Okay, we'll close public comment. We'll start off with the nuisance, Sam, ordinance revision.
Mr. Nuisance?
I'll take it. This revision's pretty straightforward, very simple. We're just cleaning up a lot of the nuisance language on high grass and that stuff. We're not going into junk or junk vehicles or trash. We enforce 10 inches high on grass right now, so we're making sure all the language says 10 inches high. There's 18 and 10 in there, so we're taking 18 out. And it streamlines the process for the hearing. If you want to appeal the decision of the planner, we've got the hearing process in there. And then lastly, it removes criminal penalty, which we're not allowed to have in there anyways. So it's just really a cleanup. It's not changing anything we currently enforce.
The UDO was changed, I'm sorry, we used to do criminal at one time, so.
We're not allowed to do that.
Have we cleaned up most of the UDO now, or is there still places where that might sneak in?
In the UDO, it's good. It's up to date. This ordinance is outside of the UDO. And I'll be working on a few of those with junk vehicle and everything. They all reference the same section. So, but the UDO is set up how it's supposed to be.
So all that was done.
And this has not changed since what we reviewed at the agenda setting meeting, is that correct?
Correct, no change.
So this is obviously something that's enforceable within the APJ, because some things are not.
It's not. So we don't enforce any nuisance ordinances in the ETJ. We are allowed to if it's written that way, but we choose not to. And Maggie, I don't know many municipalities that do because it's pretty tough. It's a staffing issue. It's too big of an area for anyone to handle to do ETJ and city limits on nuisance.
Where am I misreading? Before the amendment, after the amendment, is that where it's taken out?
Correct.
Okay. That would be a change.
Yeah, so they written in the code says that this will be enforced 1 mile from the municipal boundary. Our ETJ isn't even just a strict 1 mile from the municipal boundary. From Moody Farm up, you know, we have no ETJ. And that doesn't list it. They put it in there very generically, I believe in 2001. So that needs to come out anyway. It's not even an option to enforce it 1 mile from the municipal boundary, especially if there's no ETJ.
What item you were going to change? First, it was 25 feet back, and now it goes all the way back.
Now it's just the entirety of the property.
Entire.
Yep.
Any other questions, or do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 1048.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? None opposed? Levy bid approval.
Michael, would you like to speak on this, please?
We feel real good with the levy bid we got. It's substantially lower than the engineer's estimate. It's about $70,000. It's got a pretty short time frame on it, so as quick as it's approved, we'll get out a notice to proceed. They have 45 days to be substantially complete, which we're looking for the 10th of September at the latest. And they have 60 days to be completely finished with their work and all the final payments made. So, and we're getting up against the trap moratorium in October, so the quicker we can get this through them to start, the better we'll be. Do y'all have questions?
No question. All right. We don't have any other discussion. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion. We approve the levy bid.
For Blackwater.
From Blackwater.
From Blackwater.
From Blackwater, okay. Blackwater, levy bid.
Backwater?
Backwater.
I'm pretty sure.
I make,
Whatever he said.
I make the motion, we approve the Backwater levy bid.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
None opposed, all right. Approval of funding for Bear Waters Brewery entrance for the grant.
And you see that you've got a picture that, an motion had been made sometime back, it's in your agenda packet. Sam, would you like to speak on that?
Yeah, I don't believe I attended the meeting with the original approval, but I read back through the minutes, and then, approval for right over $7,000. Me and Vicky rode over and took a look at it, and, looked very good. I think it's more of the idea of what y'all had with this facade grant in mind. All new porch, new rail and everything. Everything looked good to us when we made a visit.
We had approved the money to be spent before, is that correct?
Yeah.
So what are we doing now, just approving the payout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes we end up doing this 3-4 times, depending on what we're doing. So do I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion that we approve the grant for Bear Waters entrance.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Okay. And then we'll move on to other business.
And under other business, you'll see that I provided you a copy of the contract with a lobbyist firm. Out of front.
Is there a reason this is under other business?
I didn't get this until April 7th, April. Phil, July 7th.
What was the main complaint of the place?
The town was to be contracting with this firm to fight HB 184, and any other issues of a legislative matter.
Wow. Okay. I would rather hold a special meeting because it hits the floor tomorrow. I wouldn't want to waste. That's a lot of money for one day. $6,000 for one day's worth of work.
$5,000 a month.
For how many months?
A year's contract with cancellation anytime at 30 days notice.
So are we keeping him locked on a retainer, or are we fighting one bill?
Well, first of all, they're going to represent us in Raleigh, and right now there's actually three issues that specifically hurt Maggie Valley, and that is HB 184, and that also included the adopting and renewing the extended moratoria, taking away that developmental approval, and expand the prohibition of the downzoning of the properties, and eliminate the ETJ from Maggie Valley.
That's the total bill.
That's the total bill. Then we also have Bill 264, the partisan election, that is
something. That only helps everybody.
Well, but it actually hurts Maggie Valley.
It might so, hurt you.
And then, of course, that's SB, the change to SB 9. And then now we need to start looking out for bills for de-annexation. Evidently, that's going to be the next step in what's going on in Raleigh.
So we're going to retain lobbyists at $5,000 a month. Because this bill hits the floor tomorrow.
It what?
This bill hits the floor tomorrow. So I think you ought to wait unless you're trying to fight all these bills, and that's a waste of taxpayer money.
So we could be talking $60,000.
Well, if we wanted to leave them in, it depends on the, I guess the best way to describe this, it really depends on the actions in Raleigh.
So I've said all along that I feel like the partisan issue should be up to the voters, because we do have an election coming up. I don't see why that can't be on a ballot for the voters to decide. I think that should be their decision.
I have stated that as well, and I don't disagree with that.
I have no problem with that, that's not what we're talking about.
But that's not what's being done.
Yeah.
And on the other issues, this is what I've got to say. In this small town in America, we possibly have board members willing to pay a lobbyist up to $60,000 of our hard-working taxpayers' money to strip them of their own very property rights. Unlike all the falsehoods circulating in reference to trailer parks and campgrounds, this is about real hard-working property owners having their properties downzoned and restricted. It could also affect property owners that simply just want to subdivide their property to build a home for a family member. The manner in which this board has conducted business, by knowing what's going to happen before the agenda setting meetings get started, voting on issues at agenda setting meetings before it comes to the town board meeting, and hiding important matters to vote on under other business is underhanded and unbecoming of the way leaders should represent your town. Both Democrat and Republican leaders are failing America, starting in your own hometown, because they think they know better than you what's best, and they are willing to say or do whatever it takes to strip you of your voice and your rights. If members of this board want to hire a lobbyist, they should use their own money and give this extra $60,000 back to the taxpayers which it came.
Any other comments? Do I have a motion?
We need this. With all the whack-a-mole politics that go on in Raleigh, and the bill goes in as a occupancy tax, and it turns up as a total ban against our government authorities, not right. You want the people to vote on it? I'm okay with that. But not just one person decides that's what we need. There was some misinformation that came out with 184. First thing, misinformation was the illegal moratorium. That moratorium wasn't illegal. That moratorium was crafted by our town attorney, crafted by his law firm. He accused him of being illegal. It was a definite time period. There were reasons for that moratorium. We heard it in the election. The election that some people deny ever happened. It covered only applications. It was applications, not there were applications that went forward. That's what the moratorium covered.
The greatest.
There were six, excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
There were six applications, I think, that were not affected by that moratorium. And the applicant never acted on them. So that was on them, not the town. Nothing could be further from the truth that was an illegal moratorium. It was very legal. The UDO enacted under a sham of a public hearing. That UDO was developed over 5 years by the people of this town. By the town government. It took 5 months. We had a July 1 deadline we had to. Ideally, it would have been good to do the comprehensive land plan first, but we couldn't back into that. We had a deadline, we had to get that done. We were working on 1998 UDO. Our population doubled in that time. Things changed, we needed to get that. The planning board chairman said we followed state guidelines to a T on that. We need to take his word for that. A shot against the UDO, an attack against the UDO, is an attack against the people who develop that, the citizens of Maggie Valley, the planning board, and the other boards too. It's an assault on the town of Maggie Valley, it's an assault on the town and the boards. Nothing could be further from the truth that was a sham. We recently passed a land use plan, as Joey Hearn just said. It's the first land use plan we'd had since 2007. We needed that. It was developed with a third party consulting firm, civil engineering. It took a year to develop. We had a survey. We had numerous public work sessions and followed the direction of the planning board. There was an election on November the 2nd, 2021. We seem to have forgotten that, the direction we were given and a mandate by the voters of Maggie Valley. Joey, I agree with you. Rogue and depraved is big words for little people. That suggests dishonest, unprincipled, and corrupt. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's certainly slander and borderline libel. We need this representation of Raleigh. We need to know what's going on. We need to know the bills that we're for and the bills we're working against. with the way things are slid in there at the end of sessions, it's whack-a-mole politics. We need representation in Raleigh that's going to support this town and support our citizens. We don't need representation that tries to micromanage our town and secretly undermine our governance from inside and from outside. I'm ready to make a motion, Mr. Mayor.
This town's never been so micromanaged until now. Y'all can hide behind the legal precedents and all the misinformation that y'all said in the past, because I truly believe that's what you've done. There's nothing illegal. Thank God the state was listed and came up here and tried to tell y'all not to do hardcore influence politics at its best. I think it's great that less than 10% of the registered voters is all y'all listen to, and you want to take that as a mandate. I just hope we get out to vote a little bit harder next time. So that's my prayer. Y'all want to listen to 10% of the people? Less than 10% of the people. Well, that's a huge mandate. Yeah, let's go with that. And I am one of the little people. I think this town owes me over $300,000 for devaluing my property. It was all about campgrounds, campgrounds, campgrounds. And we have one complaint about campgrounds. I've been here for 30 years. Nobody ever said a dang thing about campgrounds to me. Nothing. But yeah, we want to go against, you know, commerce. There's nothing else going on in this town. What's going on Sunday through Thursday? Anything? Anybody? Y'all busy? Huh? What are we doing? I don't know. That's the most gross negligence I've ever seen that's been handled in the last 6 months as board tonight. Thank you.
I'll just tell you this. You could sit and argue on the merits of this bill that was just a week and a half ago was a 2% tax, and it passed the House and was in the Senate, and all of a sudden got changed at the last minute and sent through. There's a lot of words out there being thrown around. I'm not sure what those words would be for that kind of action. And the real issue here, SB 9, was the same way. It was a bill that got stalled, and John and I went to Raleigh to talk to people, and we did that. And then all of a sudden the bill changed and was tried to pass as SB 9, and that was the partisan bill. The de-annexation really is an issue that has just recently come up. I wasn't aware that the representative of Haywood County was going to start de-annexing people from the towns. Whoever wants to, all they got to do is call up with a number for their property and they'll de-annex it. I don't know what all the specifics are, but I do know that it takes a bill in Raleigh to do that. We cannot be aware of and control any of that stuff that's going on in Raleigh right now unless we're aware and there's somebody telling us what to do. Not what to do, but what's going on so that we can make informed decisions. I would say that whether you agreed with 184 or not, the idea that they're trying to take away our rights as a town does more to de-annex or all this other stuff, you know, is wrong. And finally, I'll say this. This isn't about me, okay? You know, Phillip's up here talking about me, I. It's not about me. It's not about what I may win or lose. It's about what's right for the folks in Maggie Valley. Yeah. It's about what's right for the folks in Maggie Valley. And I'm not going to sit there and say that I might lose this or I lost that or somebody owes me. All I'm going to tell you is that I will fight for the folks in Maggie Valley. All right? And that's what we're doing with this. We have to have eyes and ears on what's going on.
If you would have done that, the 2% bill, the TDA was written for Maggie Valley only, maybe even 4 years ago. Nobody, not this board at all, would get behind that whole bill. And it's written, so it laid down there to be rewritten. The League of Municipalities were a gifted member of. They know everything that's going on at any time. And they call you guys, they call them out there. Y'all know probably before this lobbyist would ever know, unless you're just paying them to work. Against it, that's one thing, but still going back to what's a taxpayer's, represent taxpayer's dollars, and I just think this is a waste of taxpayer's dollars. The right of the town, oh yeah, we're being infringed upon, but you don't mind taking the rights of an individual away.
All right.
The whole list of services this lobbyist provides, we need these services. The town needs these services.
I think if we have $60,000 to spare, we should give it back to the people.
I think are the league municipalities is a lot, and they lean left anyway, so, I mean, we're already a member of those. They let you know, they're down there lobbying anyway, I don't know why you don't partner harder with those guys.
I also want to point out something else I have a problem with. We have ordinances on the books, so like when we did the survey through the chamber, they didn't necessarily say that they didn't want campgrounds and RVs. If you paid attention to that, they said they did not want to see them. We have ordinances in place that we have never enforced to beautify Maggie Valley, and that's not been done.
It was a combination of both there. There was no new campgrounds in the other. I just read that paperwork the other day.
Yeah, the biggest lie was campgrounds. I mean, the high-end RV park is really a PUD engineered drawing.
It's not our high-end RV parks, it's campgrounds.
Campgrounds come for 30, for 6 months at a time. It's your turn to cook on Tuesday, it's your turn to cook on Thursdays. It's a campground, it's a family. RV parks come and go.
First place, this isn't the time and place to argue that.
I want to point out, this isn't just about campgrounds. There's more to this than just campgrounds. It's turned into about campgrounds, but it's not just campgrounds.
I will tell you this, the Representative Pless made it about campgrounds, because he was very specific. He said that, he said it was about the moratorium that was done 18 months ago. And that moratorium was declared a 6-month hold on all new requests for campgrounds, RV parks, and RV PUDs. The intent of this legal moratorium would allow the Board of Aldermen to make findings of fact, review current laws and ordinances and other local governments, receive public comment to identify changes to the development regulations associated with campgrounds slash RVs. Any property owner that had already been approved for a campground RV PUD was not impacted. When the new UDO went into place, it did not impact the RV PUDs that were issued back in December and January of 2021 and 2022. Okay? I'm not the one that said that this 184 is punishment for the moratorium we did. That was Representative Pless's exact words, quote. Okay, so when we talk about everything that we've done, the only thing that we've disallowed in certain areas of the town are campgrounds and PUDs or RV parks. That's it. That's all this is about.
They're not the only ones affected. Let me just put it that way.
Do what?
Campgrounds are not the only thing affected.
I'm not aware of anything else that was impacted by that moratorium. That moratorium, I just read it right out of the moratorium.
If somebody wanted to subdivide their property and put a home in for a family member, it could impact them as well.
The what?
If somebody wanted to subdivide their property to put a home in for a family member, it could possibly.
There wasn't an RV spot to be had this weekend, this whole month in Maggie Valley. And we have small lot lines, you're still going against families. I mean, you have small lot lines, small houses, and there wasn't an RV spot to be had. When record-breaking sales under COVID, people are doing more camping, but yet you want to restrict RV parks. I don't care about campgrounds. RV parks is something that you're managing.
Here again, and
you're
talking
taking
about
business
that,
away from
that's
business.
That's all we're talking about.
You're still taking businesses away from business.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore. That's it.
Restrict the tourism out of the tourist town.
Again, do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion. We approve the agreement for COSARP government relations.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed?
Opposed.
Aye. So there's 3-2. All right. That's that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, looked like you had something to say.
I would like every one of these minutes to be printed, though, and not just skimmed over and pick words out. Verbatim this time on this particular issue. Thank you.
All right, department heads, Mike.
Another busy month, open for 12 tons of recyclables, 47 tons of solid waste, we picked up 7 block millions of electronics, miscellaneous residential brush and debris, 293 individual stops, total 16 tons. We service 5 public works, 3 vehicles, pieces of equipment, 1 administration, 4 police vehicles. The Highway 19 pedestrian safety project continues to move at a medium pace. There's nothing we can do to prop them along the get done. Their contract is through the end of August, so they still have a lot of work to do. Of course, we prepared a fireworks site for our yearly fireworks display. Again, I'd like to thank Park and Caroline Edwards for letting the town use their property to make our Independence Day fireworks display the best in that area. Public Works staff four successful events at the festival grounds last month. We continue to do a lot of low-tech tickets. We had 78 low-tech tickets last month. We installed 5 new sewer services, cleaned approximately 270 feet of sewer line. Inspected 20 new sewer connections that are being done as part of Johnson Creek development. We dewatered 79,000 gallons of digester sludge, lime stabilized 30 tons, and hauled 21 tons to the landfill. Of course, grease continues through the summer to be a problem. We did 10 grease trap inspections last month. One of those was non-compliant. So the Johnson Creek development, they continue to install their utilities. Of course, we inspect the sewer, the stormwater, and the basin stuff for the roads is all that's done. That'll continue through the summer and probably into the fall. They're in, put stormwater in now. Mary's Medic continues to garner a lot of business, a lot of sales up there, so that 29 lot subdivision is moving forward. Mountain View Estates is another one on Johnson Creek that they're getting their sewer water permits now, and I think they're getting ready to get their plat approvals through planning.
I believe they're doing the first phase or something, that what they call a phase.
That's what they said, they're gonna try to do that in 3 or 4 phases, so we'll see how that works out.
So that's pretty awesome.
That's all I have. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Mr. Boger.
Yeah, I think we were just as busy as Mike this month as always. So, reporting month of June, we had 28 incidents. They range from aggravated assault, simple assaults, trespassing, fire damage, larcenies, BWI, wire fraud, narcotics investigations and violations, disorderly conduct. I've been 10 arrests for 11 charges, 3 motor vehicle accidents was reported, and 95 traffic-related charges. 46% of those were speeding. Officer Logan Woody, who's a leader on his shift, traffic enforcement, and Rodney Riddle was a leader on his shift for the month of June as well, the traffic enforcement. And 19 officer activity logs, those include assisting other agencies, civil disturbance, business checks, and unlocking vehicles. Sergeant Flowers responded to a motor vehicle collision. Vehicle left the roadway, flipped upside down in the creek. Occupants were not injured. However, the driver was arrested and charged with DWI. Officer Flowers and Officer Riddles also assisted Maggie Fire Department with a commercial structure fire. It's going to be the warehouses down on Delwood. The property damage was documented at our agency. Officer Herbison and Sergeant Mackey responded to assist Canton Police Department. Well, their active shooter was in the Canton Dollar General, all over the news. Further investigation was a shots fired call during a domestic incident. Detective Crocker, she stopped his vehicle this month, got the assistance of Waynesville Police Department's K-9, made arrest for possession of fentanyl. Again, the fentanyl continues to be a problem. Processed 5 items in evidence this month for investigations. Detective Crocker has actually completed a first degree burglary charge, assault with a deadly weapon, inflicted serious injury in that incident. I think it was a domestic related incident. She also attended a child medical exam in Asheville for a juvenile case. And Detective Crocker and I both came out one night during the month of June and worked on a possible child abuse, child neglect, child endangerment type case. Ended up being some other issues happened in Georgia once we unraveled that case out. Some forensic interviews and some follow-ups going to be done by Georgia, Temporal Town, I live in Georgia. neighborhoods were patrolled through 333 times. We had 253 calls for service. We worked one event at the festival grounds. It was an ABC event that was Thunder in the Valley. No issues at that event. Sergeant Mackey and Officer Everson attended Intox training. Detective Crocker attended an advanced child death investigation. And myself and Sergeant Mackey attended several 4th of July planning meetings with the fire department. And we also had two responses, two different officers, this would be Sergeant Bellows, Sergeant Flowers and Officer Bellows. Two separate incidents where our agency was the first on the scene. Patient required CPR. One of those turned out to be a favorable outcome, one did not. But we were first on the scene of those. I also want to thank publicly here, Officer Riddle, he continues to step up to help us build the short staff we are down there right now with us growing and making changes. And he continues to step up and fill those voids for us.
Matt?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you provide council with an update on the SRO?
Yes, so the SRO, he should be starting on August 23rd at the school. Sergeant Jeff Mackey will be filling that spot at the school. We think he's our best fit for that position. They love him at the school. He gets along well with the kids down here. He's a big kid himself, so I think that's going to be a great program to have down there, and we're going to take part in that. So. Anything else I need to cover on that for you?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Matt, I heard a lot of good things about the fireworks. It was the best ever. Getting in and getting out.
I heard the same thing.
It was. I can't lie if I say I wasn't nervous about how that was going to go with new parking lots. We did have a huge attendance at that. We never filled that bottom parking lot inside the festival grounds with cars. This year it was full, and we had to rope off the festival grounds to keep anybody turning the parking lot. That's even filling the new parking lot up. I did have some resources that said at one point there was about 14,000 people inside the area, Maggie Valley, greater Maggie Valley area, using Verizon as their service provider. So they, the start of the fireworks, there was roughly 14,000 people on their cell phones.
I would have asked you or said something about that earlier, but I'm usually told that we're only talking about June right now, that you'll talk about July next month. So the new parking lot and everything, the way y'all did it, do you think that's...
We've talked about, we've debriefed on it, we're going to debrief with the fire department on it again.
Y'all worked with them this year too, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Which was much, yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's
so
good.
We're going to debrief with them next week, maybe the next, in emergency management. We've got some aerial footages of pictures and some video. We're going to watch that and kind of see what the flow of traffic looked like. See what we can make it happen. We went pretty well.
I had four separate personal calls from residents to say, make sure you congratulate the cops, because they did a great job of traffic, best they'd ever seen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I guess the next big hurdle for us will be Hillbilly Jam coming up.
It's coming.
So that'll be exciting.
But July 4th, that event was primarily run by Jeff Mackey, Sergeant Jeff Mackey. So
really?
He had the control on that event at the festival grounds, but they had to be stuck down at the fire department emergency management. So he did a good job with that plan, and everybody did. So.
Good job, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Sam.
We issued 29 permits this month. Final 8 single family homes out. The planning board, zoning board, will be meeting next week. Got a variance and some preliminary plat approvals coming up. Like Mike talked about, Mountain View Estates getting close to starting their phase one, which I believe is 21 lots. The county property is moving towards preliminary plat approval to probably around the same time in August. And we'll be, once they get started, I believe selling lots quicker. I think it's going to take them a little longer to get to selling lots than Mountain View. just because Mountain View's paid.
Okay. All right, Vicki?
I have already told you everything I know.
Okay. All right, and then do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to be adjourned.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Howdy, welcome.
Corey, I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve. I'm John.
How are you?